Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check. One time.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Thanks for the opportunity. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on.
Well, tonight episode, a lot of things been in the news. This show is called Mystic Mix. The purpose of the show is
to use words, definition of words, really appropriate information, so that when enough individuals begin to use constructive thought, speech, action, we will have pleasantness within, pleasantness all around.
Amen. So call in, express self.
For well-being.
Yes, yeah, so I don't want to really get too caught up in the politics news, although it's a big part of the news. But as we say here, it's a question everything that you're taught to believe. As you know, still watch out for the distraction. Look out for the deceit. So we're saying, hey, how are things?
Welcome. Thanks for sharing time. Looking at things another way.
Because we want to say how we've been taught to look at things, right?
Yes, it's been what the results is now.
And what we've been going along with.
Rolling with the punches.
So we're saying question everything that you're taught to believe, because if it's not based on truth, then you can find yourself really all bamboozled. And if you're calling yourself what, colored, black, non-white, somehow you find yourself at the bottom of all the ladders that's created. So we're trying to really get to, why is that the case even after all these years? They say we're supposed to be free. It still seems like subservient and still trying to integrate in a burning house. We haven't worked it out. Still haven't worked it out. We haven't come up with a codified way of working it out. That's almost unimaginable if you really think about it. A people who's been dominated psychologically, socially, exploited. They even tell us for hundreds of years haven't worked out how it's being done that we can now counter. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Until now, that is. Nina Fuller Jr. and Justice Radio Station. So let's begin, because I didn't want to spend too much time tonight. I want to put at least an hour in the thought, because we want to continue the thought. It's a new show called Mystic Mix. Call it your concerns. What's your objectives? We still have to ask the questions, what is the objections of the nation? What's the objective of the nation? Meaning, what's the objective of the individual?
Yes, and most individuals make and meet their goals. However, take a few moments and think about your lifelong goal. What is your life goal? Think about it.
This is Justice Radio Station, Mystic Mix, nightly 8 p.m. I know a lot of people might have tuned in to kind of hear a lot of emotion, but we're saying we're tired of that, you know, just responding with emotion, no logical thinking, using our thinking skills to really assess what's happening, using our deductive reasoning and trying to really understand what is really happening. Where am I? So Mary, you had a good talk too, because you were saying too you wanted to do a overview of the upcoming series. So this is a chance. We're saying born on a planet, it appears.
It does appear. And we're born on a planet, it appears, spinning in space.
Mm.
Important to understand that we're born into a system, society, where words, definition of words, beliefs, fantasies, myths, stereotypes are already in place for the socialization process. Notice how we Americans, how we dress in costumes in October, overeat in November, overspend in December, and so on. The socialization process. Question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? For example, justice saying, what is the goal? What is the goal, objective of the nation?
Yes.
Justice radio station is attempting to show another way to look at things. Another way to look at things. Some may be doing this already. That's great. Using words, definition of words, to reveal truth, produce correctness, well-being. Question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? Now, the word truth has been used several times. Truth is absolute, not an opinion, belief, faith, or hope. What is absolute is I am here now. You notice how everyone refers to self as I am. Think about it. Not too difficult, because whenever you introduce oneself, I am. If one does not refer to self as I, call in. And if one does refer to self as I am, call in. Question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? Looking at everyone referring to self as I am. I am means existence exists. There is awareness of existence. That awareness is I am. Existence, infinite, eternal, complete. That which is eternal, listen, complete, infinite, is I am. There is only one I am, I, that knows of its existence. That I am is all-knowing, omniscient, all presence, omnipresence, think about all powerful, omnipotent, all action, omni action. The basis of I am, I identity, is all knowledge, presence, power, action, complete, no desire for objects, things, changeless, now, consciousness, infinite, eternal, truth, no thought, no desire, no body, no judgment, no reaction. No, KNOW, there's only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one. Now, to humans, the human, there appears to be another source, the universal mind, which thinks and can only know limitations and opposition. Does that sound familiar, everyone? Now, you have to know that my thoughts will always limit me by limiting, by keeping all knowledge apparently out of my awareness. This is repression and makes me believe the source of my problem is outside of me. Projection. Therefore, I should always ask the question, in what ways do my thoughts and beliefs limit me? Now, this is the human story, limitations. This universal unconscious mind. Let's look at the basis of human identity. I am all and duality, this universal mind. I think, therefore I am. I create pairs of opposites, creator, God, cause, effect, life, death, good, evil, right, wrong, separation, unity, time, space, past, future, here, there, the human, everything, dual, have to have an opposite, have to have opposition. And then I look at I am the reference point, the center of the world. I identify with a body, form, and believe it is me. Hence, I believe I am limited, lacking, vulnerable, and subject to death. I believe I am lacking and incomplete. Therefore, I must seek outside of myself for fulfillment, which results in perpetuation of my suffering. Now, since lack is the basis of my identity, this is the human, the individual, I must therefore desire and will always want more and different as the nature of desire. Listen. The nature of desire is that it can never be fulfilled. I act from a premise of self-preservation, self-defense, and self-enhancement. I do not want to think I am God, so I believe in a God separate from me, apparently limiting the infinite God. I believe I need certainty, a frame of reference, and guidelines to understand, manage, and give meaning to my life. So I create or accept a religion or philosophy to believe in, question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? Is it truth?
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. So you said that's a little summary. You was looking at an outline?
Yes, of looking at existence and looking at things another way. For so long, education, the definition, is not clear. What is the objective? What's the goal of education? What is education?
Right.
Yes, the best definition I know, education, a process of learning. Learning everything you need to know at the time you need to know it for constructive thought, speech, action.
So you might ask, well, what's that got to do with Still Take Back Baltimore, since that's part of our title? But we were saying, hey, there's another way we can look at that. Let's revisit the idea of self-knowledge, knowledge of self, as a way to look at it different. So Mary was just so great in explaining again one of the two big things we call it, need to know. One, realizing the lack of understanding of existence, what it is. And of course, two, the idea of realizing, what is this human? Who is the human? Is the human the I? Is it the self as taught? Is it the person? Is it a persona? Is it the not-self, as we like to call it, a human mechanism? So we're working to show that there's is a difference. So that means now one is controlled by emotions, values, it needs gratification. Meanwhile, the self, we're saying the absolute, it's don't need anything.
Complete.
It's complete. It's eternal. Unchanging. So there's definitely a discrepancy in terms of what we've been taught. But as we were saying, what is education? And realize in light of history, politics, and the miseducation of us all, should we come to some kind of realization and orientation also about where we're at?
Yes.
And how we can counter? Like we're saying, all this time we haven't come up with a counter code. So that's the next phase of what we want to talk about also. How can we counter? How can we use the idea of self-knowledge on a day-to-day? incorporating the idea of self-knowledge with a central theme, having a central theme. What is your central theme? We did start out saying, take 10 minutes to jot it down or think about it. Remember, we're talking about a lifelong goal now, a definiteness of purpose. And then giving a little reflection too, what is actually the nation's purpose? So yesterday I was in a conversation, somebody was saying don't generalize using the term America. But then again, he didn't give a definition of what is America, which is one of our struggles. What we're saying, well, ask yourself, what is this definition of America? And what is the goals, aspirations? Because shouldn't you have similar? That's why the idea of questioning everything that we're taught to believe, there's only one power, absolute power. So we're saying too, have you realized that everything is happening from inside? There's nothing happening outside, even though you say the human, the not self, looks outside for self-gratification and a savior. If you really think about it, nothing is happening outside. All our experience is happening inside. Night, day, light, dark. Right? So we're saying, if that's the case, shouldn't you be in charge of what is happening? Things might not be able to go your way all the time, your way all the time, which is all right too. Because what about the other person if it goes your way all the time? But to the idea of having peace, being loving, caring on a consistent basis, not up and down, up and down. We're talking about holistic health, pleasantness within, pleasantness without. Because you know, if you meet somebody or they meet you, when you're pleasant, it's a whole nother experience, right? So what's happening, why it seems to be up and down, up and down? And we've pinpointed too, looking at the nature of the human. If you really think about it, it always never knows. It always, I thought. It always somehow thinking about the past or the future. Angry about the past. I'm still suffering and fear. Anxiety of the future. Isn't that something? So we're saying, hey, wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Have a mental, physical, metaphysical. It's a political necessity to have one upside down. As Mayor, we were saying, fantasies was myth, and myth are programmed from early childhood. People who call themselves Americans are programmed to accept, regurgitate, defend certain ideas and behaviors through the upcoming Halloween, Thanksgiving, and overeating at Christmas and spending. Here we go again. A perpetual consumer is all that we've become. People who can count on us. Isn't that something?
They created us.
And again, that thought came to my thought. So we're responding to its creator. The mind is responding to its creator. I said the mind because we differentiated the self and the person, the persona, the not self, the human mechanism. Wonderful gadget. It is the king and queen of all gadgets, remember? But somehow, if it's not understood and guided, you see what chaotic nonsense it actually could be. Actually could be the murderer. Isn't that something?
Yes. And thinking about what Justice is saying and looking at the basic thought of human is that the human exists separate and apart from the infinite, and separate and apart from absolute truth. And with this happening, anyone can now, if they know how this works, deceive and control the individual by controlling the words, definition of words, values.
Right, values is how you spend your money.
Yes.
As an example.
That's right.
To show if we're controlled or not. Don't we wear the same outfit, the same name brand?
Everything.
When we know,
no
again,
difference.
It's basically being made through exploitation. Aren't we going along so long as we can get ours? This is what we're saying about the self-deception, even though you want to talk about, don't generalize what Americans are about. But if you're calling yourself Americans, we already said you're programmed to regurgitate and defend certain ideas and behaviors. Thought, speech, and actions. Your values. Right?
Yes.
So I think you have to really come to that realization and can say, yeah, I can check it. Because there has to be a truth that everyone can acknowledge as their own. We can't just be holding on to our own little corner and still expect that utopia that we somehow think that we're in. You know? Because everybody, again, is walking around that they're good because of the concept of good and bad.
Yes.
You know, they're good. Everybody else is bad. But wait a minute. Just this concept can't be correct. Because how are you separate and apart from the social system and everybody else? Right? With all this baggage and divisiveness that we're all running around with. But again, how are we acknowledging it? Because if you don't acknowledge it,
I like when it said that to wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, the past.
Right.
The mind, because it is the mind that is being spoken of when you say words, definition of words that reveal truth.
Right, psych.
Yes, right. Yes, very good. That's right. And the mind's purpose is to ensure that man feels incomplete, with the result that man always has a problem and the solution is never present within man, but always outside.
So that's why we're saying about transcend. So next episode we'll pick up on that in terms of being able to transcend. We call this relative reality. What do you call it? We're questioning the very existence of it. We're saying it's actually happening in our minds. Because we're saying if there's only one power, one existence. And we also say the human mind think is separate and apart. So what is real? What is true? There must be another way we can look at this. There is another way we can look at this. So Mary, any closing words?
The solution is to turn within, not just because it's being said, it's truth.
And make it so.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, and you and the individual is analyzing, evaluating what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
And what's being said is turn within. See the nature and structure of the human mind and know that the true identity is infinite peace, love, which is who and what I am, what the I is that everyone refer to as self.
So we're talking about be fluid like water, empty your mind. Be fluid like water. Be like a parachute. Only works when it's open. Wage guerrilla warfare on the past. Those beliefs, those junk that you're carrying. Strip that all back. And when you strip it back, what actually is left? If it's not that undifferentiated energy matter. That is what, who and what I am. I am that. Unquestionable. I am here now. So after saying that, we say, see if you can roll that around. Later we'll deal with identifying with this object of purpose, this that. And see if it correlates with your definiteness of purpose, okay?
Right.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.